Employers are sharing some of the most outrageous mistakes they've seen on resumes, including some instant deal breakers. And they're also sharing some of the things you might do to improve your chances of getting hired at this very tough time, at least tight market for jobs, job market. You have to sort of cut through the noise there and get into the employer. Michael Irwin is with us today. He's a senior career advisor at Career Builder. Michael, good morning. Welcome back to the Opening Bell.
Thanks for having me.
This is a great story to get Monday off, especially if people are out there getting ready to maybe start looking for another job or a new job. Some of these stories about these resumes, Michael, are unbelievable. First of all, tell us about what you've done here and what the survey encompasses.
Well, every year we look at resumes and resume mistakes, and the list never shocks us. It gets crazier and crazier each year. You know, we're in a time right now when job seekers are really in control. They're in the driver's seat. Employers can't find qualified candidates because the unemployment rate is so low. So it's really they're paying more money. They're offering more benefits. And unfortunately, job seekers are hurting their chances on that initial resume when they should be able to get right in and hopefully get that job.
Does an employer look more closely at a resume during this kind of time period when we see the market as tight as it is, or are they so desperate for employers that somebody with some of these mistakes on the resumes might actually slip through?
Well, it's interesting that they tell us that there are instant deal breakers, but you're just not dealing with human resources professionals now. You're also dealing with technology, and when technology scans your resume initially, if they find some of these mistakes, such as typos, you go to the bottom of the pile. So you're really dealing against technology right now, and employers, are they going to overlook a lot of things in this environment? Maybe a couple of things, but I really think that HR tells us that they are really annoyed when there's no cover letter, when there's grammar mistakes, when you're not using quantifiable results. So I think that there are things that are deal breakers, and they're going to wait and hopefully find somebody better with all of the qualifications.
How long do some of these HR managers spend looking at resumes? I mean, we've always heard that you could, you know, that's the first couple of seconds. If it doesn't appeal to them, it's out, right? Is that still the case?
Yeah, definitely. 23% say that they spend less than 30 seconds. 39% spend less than a minute. So they're really just scanning in the beginning. And if something catches their eye, they're going to keep reading. So you really need to make sure that you're standing out for the right reasons and not the wrong reasons.
Michael, the survey also looks at, I know we talked about mistakes like grammar mistakes, but some of these examples are outright lies. How serious is that? How many people are actually lying on their resumes?
Well, 75% of employers say that they have caught a lie on their resume.
Wow.
And then many go on to tell us that some of those resumes aren't believable at all. So that's really a problem. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure to stand out. There's a lot of pressure to maybe embellish a little bit. But it's when it goes too far and you start to raise those red flags that you're going to miss out on a great opportunity. So my advice is always to make sure that it's as truthful as can be on your resume.
Give us some examples of some of the most outrageous resumes people have seen.
Well, this year my favorites are an applicant listed 40 jobs in 1 year. Job hopping is okay these days, but not when you have 40 in 1 year. Another listed their extensive arrest record. And, yeah, there's transparency, but this is just but probably putting up red flags and not allowing you to get to the next level. A 22-year-old applicant claimed that they had three different degrees. And one of my favorites is an applicant referenced having as many marriages as jobs. So, I, you know, when I read a lot of these, and these are from hiring managers who have seen these, and I wonder, you know, do they just not know? Do they think that they're being funny? Are they trying to stand out? I think it's a little bit of everything, and unfortunately they're standing out for the wrong reasons.
One of my favorites, and a couple of my favorites actually in the list that you guys sent over, an applicant, I guess, was on trying to get a job as a physician, a doctor, and he was referencing his experience as a grocery store a shelf stocker and trying to get that job.
Yeah, you know, we constantly hear that there's a skills gap and that you could take some of your skills and apply them to a new position. This one's a huge stretch. So just really look in an area that your skills probably do apply. And don't go overboard.
And then on the flip side of that, one of the others was an applicant's resume had only one sentence. It was only one sentence long.
If you can sum it up and do it in one sentence, maybe that's the way to go. But unfortunately, this hiring manager didn't bring them on for an interview, so it didn't work for them.
So give us some ideas about how we can do better here. I know people have always said the one-page resume and cover letter is always the best. Is that still the case?
It is the case, but as you move further into your career, you're going to have a little bit of a longer resume. Two pages is acceptable. One page is really what they're looking for. But when you get past that, you're probably putting too much information in, and you need to go through and cut a lot of that. You can explain more of your experience when you get in for the interview. So don't hurt yourself by having too long of a resume, because you won't get to the next level.
And what about mistakes? Is it okay to have somebody else maybe look over the resume to catch some of these grammatical mistakes? How do people, double-check and triple-check their resumes? Maybe a fresh eye would help?
Yes, 77% of employers say that an instant deal-breaker is those typos or bad grammar. And with spell check these days, you know, one of the common things we see is manager comes up as manger. So if you've looked at your resume 20 times, you're not going to see those mistakes. So it's vitally important that you have somebody else just take a look at it, because they will spot things that maybe spell check if you don't see because you've read it too many times.
Another thing, and you mentioned this earlier, that there are some, these programs that are scanning resumes. On the flip side of the mistake part of this, are there some key words that people should know that maybe they should include in their resume to perhaps get in past those computer programs?
Yeah, definitely. One of the things, 18% of employers say that if a resume is generic, that's an instant deal breaker. And you hit it on the head. You need to read the job description and make sure some of the wording from the job description is in your resume. So when an automatic tracking system, that's what's going to come through and read your resume first, takes a look at your resume and sees some of the same keywords, it's going to move you to the top of the pile. The one thing that you should not do, though, is just cut and paste large parts of that job description into your resume, because hiring managers have seen that before, and you will go to the bottom of the pile.
Michael, where can potential employees go to find more help in doing their resumes?
Well, at CareerBuilder.com, we have a resource section, and there's a lot of great information on writing resumes and making sure you have quantifiable results, because it's hard. A lot of people say that this is one of the hardest things they have to do, is sit down and put their work history into their resume. My advice is, even if you love your job, be constantly updating your resume, because if you ever did lose your job, it's hard to go back and remember everything that you did and put those quantifiable results in there. So constantly be updating it. Search on the web. There's a lot of great resources out there. One of the things that employers say, though, is they do not like long paragraphs of text. That's really old school resume. So make sure you're bulleting it out and keeping in mind that they only have a few seconds to scan your resume. So grab their attention and make them want to bring you in for that interview.
Michael, always good information. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Michael Irwin at CareerBuilder. He's a senior career advisor there. You can find more tips and more information at CareerBuilder.com.